Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 146. I'm Leah. Guy's back.
Hey!
I actually haven't left. I've been hiding under the desk.
Yeah, which has been fine. It's hilarious when there are guests here and you just occasionally like go... And they say, I swear it wasn't me. And you're like, wasn't it?
No, it's absolutely lovely to be back. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, we had lots of fun. It was super easy, wasn't it, last time?
And that's what sold it to me, to be honest. Yep. I want as least friction as possible, if you pardon the phrase.
That's right.
Just lube me up. I want it nice and easy.
Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. There's been numerous sightings of the wood fairies in the past couple of days. This is exciting for the whole town as it means the weather is warming up and the annual Great Fairy High Five Hunt is almost upon us. If you have children under 12, you must accompany them at all times through the woods as the eating trees have been known to consume the young. Other than that, have fun and see how many fairies you can get to give you high fives. The Watchersville Choir will hold a socially distanced concert, with the proceeds going towards their own latency-free online choir server. They have promised to sing the classics, opening themes to The Facts of Life, Step by Step, Friends, Full House, Perfect Strangers, and Different Strokes. Tickets are available now. Earlier this year, social media influencers were asked to blog primarily from home, with an exception of 1 hour a day walking selfie blog time. This has now been extended to 2 hours, but officials have warned bloggers to watch where they're going. This is off the back of 16 people falling into the lake whilst explaining to their viewers how to like and subscribe. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.
We've got quite a few news stories. One of them is a bit painful to talk about, only in that I know both of us are not interested whatsoever.
Well, that's the best way for us to give it our valid, informed opinions.
But it's a huge sort of TV entertainment story. So I thought, why don't we kick it off first?
Bring us
that.
The goss, absolutely.
So it's 100% in the world of gossip. Kardashians, keeping up with the Kardashians, I should say, the TV
Haven't
show.
Haven't we all been doing it for all this time?
That's right. Since 2007, that show's been going on for.
Blimey.
That's a long time. They are currently in their 19th season and they have announced today that we're recording, which is the Wednesday, that next year, the 20th season, mm-hmm. will be it.
No.
I'm just wondering why, because they love attention. They love money.
Yeah, but you know there's only so many times you can have the plastic injected into your face before yeah, it like stops working. Right. There's only so much Botox you can use. After a while it stops having an effect.
Yeah.
I think maybe 20 seasons could be.
Maybe it is.
Could be. Well, how long did the Osbournes last for?
Because I don't
they
think
seem
it was
like
that
the
long,
last
right?
kind of big sort of zeitgeisty reality show, wasn't it? It was all about the Osbournes. How tame they seem in
so
comparison.
You know,
how naive they seem.
How
now.
Pleasant they were.
Yeah.
I think they were the first celebrity family to do a reality show yeah. like that, right?
I think so.
And also, in their defense, Ozzy Osbourne was far more famous than Kim Kardashian was.
Well, yes, he didn't have to. Yes. Let's just say he didn't have to make any
special
short movies yeah. for basketball. Stars, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe you did and we just don't know
We
about
don't
it.
Know, which is bizarre, right? Why didn't that get
He
leaked?
Did have a funny walk.
The whole thing about that show was him and Sharon.
Sharon!
Oh, was he? You know, like it was just, that was really funny. And then the two kids were, they actually have three kids, right? But the two kids were amusing.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? Yeah, they had a third one that went, no, I don't want anything to do
I'm
this.
Not part
she was
of
older,
it.
I think. I think she was the oldest out of the
She lot. Probably wasn't living with them. I feel like she was an adult already. And she just went, nah, just pretend I'm not part
Good
of
escape.
It.
Good escape.
Yeah, exactly. Because it was, everybody was watching. I don't know if everybody was watching the Kardashians, though. I feel like by the time the Kardashians came, that's 2007, reality shows of that nature were starting to pop up and you either had decided whilst watching the Osbournes whether it was for you or not, that genre.
Pretty much. And I think that the Osbournes appealed to a wider audience than the Kardashians because the blokes used to watch the Osbournes as well for Aussie swearing and
Aussie,
stuff like
yeah.
that. But the Kardashians is more of like a female sort of skew, I guess. But I have to say, personally, thank God it's ending.
It's a long time.
It is too long for that family to have as much sway and power as they have on everything.
Everything. I think Kylie Jenner is the youngest.
Is she the one that's got the makeup and is a billionaire?
She's a billionaire off the back of this show. So,
I mean, you've got to hand it to them. They've played the system. The mother is some sort of magical Svengali when it comes to manipulating everything around them. She's done very well for herself. So I guess you have to admire their what is it, grift or graft?
I was going to say their tenacious go-get-em attitude.
Yeah.
Just,
yeah.
Nothing was going to stop them.
No, even their soul and their morals and their dignity.
That's right.
They got rid of them all.
All right, let's get back into some stuff that is actually more of interest to us and probably the Watchers listeners, the listening Watchers. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean.
Xbox. Mm. Xbox Series S as opposed to Xbox Series X.
They've really got to work on their naming conventions. It's so, so confusing. Like, okay, which one's the most powerful?
And are these the new ones or are they the old ones?
Exactly.
I don't know. Like at least with PlayStation, you're like, 5. I've only heard of 4 before, so 5 must be the new one.
See, it's like we were saying earlier, I need things easy. I'm a man. I'm 43.
You had to think about that.
Oh, God, I did. God, it's because I've just turned 43. I don't count birthdays anymore. No, I don't count. No. Anyway, interested. The price is the one thing that instantly got me.
So that's $299. That's what
so
it will be.
What's that in Australian dollary dues?
Well, I was reading the Kotaku Australia article. Alex Walker he wrote it, and he said he asked Xbox Australia how much, and they're yet to confirm. But he said, just judging by what other things have been, how other things have been priced in terms of GST and all that sort of stuff, he reckons $449.
That's doable.
Yeah. So this is the one that is discless. So every game you purchase will be digital. And if you've got okay internet, that's fine.
I think that's the future, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's better. I mean, let's just take my PlayStation 4, for example.
Yep.
You and I had them at exactly the same time.
Yeah.
For some reason, even though I haven't got anything inside the disk drive,
right,
it makes random whirring.
Oh, does it really?
And random noises.
It gets a bit loud.
So it's probably got, I don't know, something inside of it, but
dust? I don't know.
Having that physical copy of the game, I mean, you know, you can play it anytime, even if you're offline, which I know nowadays you are always online, really, nowadays, but it's still, servers go down. So you get stuff now where you cannot play the game if you're not online or the servers are down. It's like, well, hang on a sec. I've paid $150 for this or whatever. You know, it's a bit much.
I want to play it. And then there are also the cases where games, online games that have been around for quite a few years and the developers or whoever says, all right, we're actually shutting down that server, which means that that game isn't available to play anymore.
Did you see the recent Nintendo announcement with all those things that they brought out?
No, what have they brought out?
Oh, my God. Well, sorry for adding this onto the list.
Yeah, like, do it.
Oh, my God, like loads. They've got Super Mario 35, which is a battle royale version of Super Mario Brothers.
Look, I had trouble trying to figure out how they were going to do Tetris Battle Royale, but they did. So I can't picture it, but I have no doubt it's going to be excellent.
It works. You've got to watch the clip they announced because they've got all sorts of good things. They've also got remasters for the Switch of basically all the Super Mario games as well. They've got an augmented reality Mario Kart. So you get these actual like sort of Mario Karts there and they have a camera on them.
What are they like, remote control cars?
So it's a remote control car that you control with your Switch and you can see from the camera the view and you set up the course around your room or your house.
This is perfect for this time of 2020.
It's awesome. So, have a look at that. So, what I wanted to say about Nintendo is one of the things they're releasing, it might be the Mario 35 or whatever, it's a limited release that's only available until February next year. So even though it's digital, they're only letting people purchase it. It's obviously like a marketing thing to increase sales. But even so, why shouldn't I be able to buy some? It's stupid.
That's it, like you said, it's obviously a marketing ploy, but it also sounds odd.
Yeah, but that's Nintendo. It's like Apple.
They do whatever they want.
Yeah. Here's what we're giving you. You can take it or leave it.
Yeah, and people take it.
Yeah, but it's because it's good. You know, Apple stuff is good. And on the whole, Nintendo stuff is pretty schmick, you know?
Yeah, so they do what they want. They're kind of, yeah, they really are the sort of companies that go, well, we're offering a similar sort of service here, but we're doing it on our own terms. You can either be part of our ecosystem or not. Whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. And that's quite refreshing, really. Isn't it?
Yeah, for sure.
In some way. But going back to the Xbox, I've already forgotten what it's called.
Xbox Series S.
Series
as opposed to X.
So what's the Series X? Is that going to be the more powerful
that's
one?
That's the more powerful one. Apparently that's, I'm not sure if both are 4K, but
I would have thought they have to be 4K now, a standard, surely?
Let me have a look. Let me just have a look at the rundown. They've got a custom NVMe SSD drive, seamless game switching. They've got variable fresh rate support, variable rate shading. I don't know what any of this means. DirectX ray tracing.
It just means fancy graphics, really.
But it doesn't say anything about 4K, so maybe this cheaper one doesn't have 4K.
Well, I guess there are a majority of people that haven't got 4K screens. I haven't got one myself.
I haven't got one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm relatively excited about that. I'm slightly biased. I'm a bit more excited about what the PlayStation is going to be like.
Yeah.
That's what I'm really hanging out for.
But I think this is a good indication of how much the PlayStation will be. This one is launching on the 10th of September, so I assume PlayStation's going to be the same time.
September?
November, sorry. Oh. November. Sorry.
I was
November.
Say, that's today.
Quick, let's go.
What the hell are we doing here?
November. And I'd be very surprised if both PlayStations are not going to be the exact same price as the Xboxes.
Well, here's hoping for a price war.
Yeah.
Because if one just puts it $40, $50 underneath,
it's considered the winner, right? At least out of the gate. Yeah.
Well, bring it on. New gen, excited. Really, games, really excited. Games, lots of new stuff.
Games. Yes.
Follow The Watchers on Twitter at TheWatchersPod1.
Hey, what do you reckon your chances are of getting to North Carolina in the US in the next week?
Pretty good.
Okay, fantastic. Because if you want to be in a Hallmark Christmas movie, they are casting extras right now.
In North Carolina?
Wilmington, North Carolina.
For a Hallmark Christmas movie?
Christmas movie, yeah, called USS Christmas. Okay, these are the types of extra roles you can be.
Okay.
Dog walker, got to have a dog.
Ah.
Or maybe they provide the dog for you.
I should
not
hope
sure.
So. Hey, look, if I'm on a movie, I want a specially trained one, like Lassie.
It'd be way better than, like, because if your dog did something super embarrassing, you'd be like, oh, no. But if it's a trained dog, you're like, it's not my fault.
Do me.
Not for, yep. Not mine. They're looking for joggers, paper boys, on a bike. So I'm guessing it's not like the ones on the street corner goes, extra, extra, read all about it.
Yeah, you don't have paper boys here. You just have random, like, sort of middle-aged, big, fat guys throwing papers out their car window.
Driving all over the road.
Yes.
You're like, you know you're on the right-hand side of the road right now.
What is it with that?
Don't care. Yeah, I can tell.
Here's your paper. Shove it.
They're looking for cab drivers, families with kids, restaurant patrons, a waiter, passerby. There are age requirements listed for each part, so I'm assuming the paper boy has to be younger than 40.
Yeah.
And no limits on gender or ethnicity, which is pretty cool.
That sounds good. So what have we got to do?
You've got to get a COVID test, which makes sense, right?
Yeah, that's easy enough.
And pop down to Wilmington, North Carolina, and they're also looking for cleaner cuts, so you can't have unorthodox hairstyles, colours or visible tattoos on your face, neck and hands.
What about beards?
I think beards are fine,
right?
I think
they're pretty mainstream now.
They're very much mainstream.
And I haven't got any visible tattoos.
Yeah, so you're fine. I reckon the only thing stopping you is...
is having to get to North Carolina.
Travel banned.
Yeah, that damn fortnight's quarantine. Have they even got quarantine in the States?
Surely. I don't know. Surely. I don't know. I could say that a few more times.
You could say that about the entire Trump presidency. Surely no.
Just slightly off topic, I saw a photograph of a boat that had sunk.
With the flag. God,
that was a thing.
We're drowning in metaphors here.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, this is a great story. So James Cameron is selling his home. I was going to say house, but that'd be wrong. I could say mansion, but that would be wrong as well. It's a compound made of two mansions.
Now, hang on. Mm-hmm. Epstein had a compound. It's not like that, is it? We'll never know.
I don't know. No, I'm scared.
Will I even make it home after mentioning Epstein?
$25 million he wants for it.
Is that all?
It doesn't seem a lot, right?
Pocket change.
This is in Malibu, so it's prime real estate there.
Well, up until the seas rise.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're pretty buggered. But hey, what about we're still around? I mean, how much is the sea going to rise while I'm still alive? Yeah, go on then, I'll buy it.
Yeah, just buy it. Just
all right,
grab
what do
it.
I get for my 25 mil?
Oh, are you ready? So, also, he bought it for a bargain. Mm-hmm. He bought it in 1989 for $3.45 million, but that was just one house, a mansion. He bought his next door neighbours.
Oh, he's one of those people,
is he?
Why?
I don't get it. But you'll have 11 bedrooms, so you'll, 11 beds and bathrooms, so you'll need to get toilet paper for each of those. That seems all right, though. I've gone down the loo aisle at the supermarket recently, and they seem to be well stocked again.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be another run. Pardon the phrase.
I like that.
On loo roll.
Very clever.
But okay, so 11 bedrooms. So that's a lot of rooms. So that's a PlayStation room, Xbox room,
yes.
Podcast production studio.
Switch. You need your Switch remote control car.
Of an entire room dedicated to the racetrack.
Yes.
America. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, we could do 11 rooms. Okay.
Heaps of parking. There's enough parking spots in the garage for 30 cars. But you're not allowed to have guests over, really, are you?
No.
Well, it depends on where you are, but...
But then again, a 30-car garage could then be a massive man cave kind of... Yeah.
You could start making that Tim Allen sound from Home Improvement. Just over and over again. And there's nothing else in the man cave, so it echoes back for half an hour.
Perpetual echo.
This is never, ever ending. I don't get the whole I'm going to buy my neighbor's house thing.
I mean, are you,
when it's that big.
Well, listen, you're going to get me down the road of the evils of capitalism and how nobody needs more than a certain amount of money and how greedy it is. But, I mean, hey, look, if he's got the money, he has earned it. I guess he has made some good movies.
Classic movies.
And he has gone down to the Mariana Trench.
What's the Mariana Trench? I can't even say that word.
Mariana Trench is the deepest part of the entire planet. It's in, I think it's near the Philippines. I could be horrendous.
So it's Indonesia, underwater, I assume.
It's like miles, miles, and it's the deepest place you can go.
Really?
The US Navy went there in like the 60s, but like it's one of the most, if not hostile places on the entire planet for humans. And James Cameron has been down there because he wanted to film stuff.
So he went down there after he... checked out Titanic?
Yeah, I think obviously like you got his like sea skills. You've got his sea legs making Titanic and he's gone down. He has literally plumbed the depths.
That's more than us. Yeah, that's impressive.
More than us.
Really, we're really going for it. What's it called? Mariana?
The Mariana Trench.
Trench. I'm going to look it up afterwards.
Yes, yeah, look it up afterwards. But it's deep.
I'm also, because I think like obviously humans have checked out pretty much every part of the globe at this point, except for...
Under the sea.
And the bits that freak me out a bit, I'm not even, like, scared of enclosed spaces, really, within reason, but those underwater tunnels and caves, to me that just seems like something I don't want to explore.
I'm like you. And you know what? If someone else wants to do it...
Just let them do it.
Go on. Go knock yourself out, champ.
Don't have it.
Go for it, mate. And Yeah, you make sure you get a webcam and record it all for me to, you know.
I'll watch, only to a certain point. Because how much of just a cave underwater looks different?
Yeah.
It's got to be spectacular. You've got to find some sort of, I don't know, Atlantis.
Now, we'd hope so.
I do hope so.
Yeah, that's not for me. How did we get onto underwater cave?
James Cameron.
Ah, that's it.
It's all right.
But what was the last movie he made? He hasn't made...
So I believe he's making the second Avatar.
How long is it bloody taking?
I reckon I watched Avatar. I watched it on DVD way after the fact. So, and I think I watched it in about 2008 or 9.
I waited for it to be released exactly the same. I waited until way after it was released in the cinema. I watched it on a laptop, which is probably not the best place to watch it, but you know what? I'm glad I didn't waste money watching it in the cinema because it was just Dances with Wolves in space.
For me, my memory of it is it was fine. I don't really remember much of it. I know Sigourney Weaver was in it and I went, oh, Sigourney Weaver's in this. I didn't know that.
No, and I remember them plugging themselves via the tail into a plant or something, I think. But
to get energy?
Something like that. The special effects were pretty impressive.
Yeah,
I remember that. But then again, if James Cameron movie hasn't got the best special effects you can imagine, then it's not a James Cameron movie.
What's he been doing?
But yeah, I would hope that he was maybe... He did help in the most recent Terminator film, though, I think. Like executive producer or whatever they did. He did have a kind of hand in that.
Which would be interesting because he used to be married to Linda Hamilton and she was in that movie. But maybe it's all... Well, maybe there's... A little bit of water under the bridge now.
Well, you'd hope so.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They killed Kenny. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Oh, okay. This is a show that I've never watched, but I knew was a thing and has been around for ages. Mm-hmm. The show, the sitcom Mom, M-O-M.
See, it just doesn't sound natural for anyone else other than American to say Mom.
Even an Irishman sounds weird.
Mom.
Yeah. You just got to say Mom.
Good morning, Mom! That's up for Ma.
But yeah, it'd be Ma, wouldn't
morning,
it?
Morning, Ma.
Yeah, that'd be...
Pass the milk.
Problem with my Irish accent is I end up being like a stereotypical pirate because I go, oh, fiddly-dee potatoes and a bottle of rum. And I don't know how many Irish pirates... Oh, it would have been a few.
I reckon.
But certainly didn't have the monopoly on it.
Redbeard would have probably been Irish.
Yeah, he probably would have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And he would have had a completely different hair colour on top of his head.
Well, I reckon he would have had to wear a really big hat because of his pale Irish skin in the sun on the high seas. You know, this massive triangle.
So it wasn't just for looks, it was...
Sun protection.
He was trying to survive.
You can never be too careful.
That's bad.
That's a really, really bad accent. My Irish ancestors would be spinning in their graves.
Yeah, I know. Oh, dear. See, same, mine. The whole entire County Cork now are like, we don't know any.
Yeah, we've lost them.
Yeah.
We've lost Ireland.
Not part.
Which, as an Englishman, it happens. It happens.
Anna Faris, which I didn't realise until I listened to her podcast, she pronounces her name Anna.
That actually sounds like there's something really wrong with your bum when you say that. It sounds like some sort of medical condition. I've got a serious case of Anna Faris and I need a cushion to sit on.
Donut cushion, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but it looks like a donut. Like they've actually put the sprinkles and everything on it. She's been in a sitcom called Mom.
Moms.
For 7 seasons now.
Okay. So she's almost
time.
She's almost there compared to Kim Kardashian, but yeah.
Almost. She's got a few more years.
Saying that for a non-reality show, 7 seasons is pretty good.
It's really good. I think it's on CBS, I think, over there, and... So it was her and Allison Janney who has been in everything, everything. So now Anna's leaving and it's weird because last year both stars signed a 2-year contract, like an additional. She's halfway through that and she's decided to leave. She will not be returning for season 8. The writers are writing they're like writing her out. in that they're going to obviously one episode go, oh, she's had to move to Hawaii.
Yeah, because if she's only given notice after filming the first season, then they would have expected and written her into this. That's, yeah, oh, well.
Something's up.
Something big's up.
I want to know more.
Do you think maybe she's something like Katherine Heigl?
Ooh, maybe.
Yeah, you know. She's upset somebody.
Did you ever see those scary movies that she was in?
No.
They were called the, I think it was Scary Movie. I think it was, there was scary, at least three.
Yeah, Scary.
Maybe four?
I think I maybe watched the first one.
They're
the
weird
Courtney Cox.
And there was, I think it was the third one had Charlie Sheen in it. So that was a product of its time.
So is most of Hollywood, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Anyway, crushing on.
I'm not sure if you could watch those movies now and get the references. I think they were references and jokes.
Of its time.
Yeah.
Which is why I prefer stuff like Airplane, which was called Flying High Over Here, which is timeless.
Yeah, that's
timeless,
a great
timeless comedy.
I'd be interested to watch Naked Gun movies again to see how they held up. I really like the first two.
Yeah. Yeah, the movies were, and of course Police Squad the series as well. Can you not remember that?
Oh, that's right.
So Police Squad 70s was based on,
or 80s?
I think early 80s.
Okay.
Early 80s, but still with Leslie Nielsen.
Yep.
But it was, I think they only made maybe six or seven, but so good. So just, yeah, just rip-roaringly bellyache, stupid.
Stupid, that's what it is.
Stupid, but funny for everybody.
They might be good to watch now. Just make yourself feel like it's stupid humor. You're laughing, though.
Police Squad, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Well,
highly
I'm sure it's on television somewhere, right?
It'll be somewhere.
It'll be. I don't even know if Nick at Night still exists, but it sounds like that kind of thing would have it. But not with Anna Faris.
Anna Faris. Okay. Well, sorry to see her go, even though I have no idea who she is, but I wish her well.
Yeah. That's nice of you. Yeah. Really. She said the same about you.
Oh,
she just wishes the best. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah. In your Hallmark Christmas movie. Like,
as a passerby with a beard.
Imagine if you get that credit. Passerby with beard.
I could live on that. I could dine out on that for years.
You go to all the Comic Cons and stuff.
Did I ever tell you that I was passing by with a beard in a Christmas Hallmark movie?
No way. Can I get a photograph with you? Sure. $20, though.
Shawing, Shibby, and somebody stop me. You're listening to We Are The Watchers.
Drew Barrymore, this one came out of left field for me. I had no idea this was going to happen. It's going to happen like next week or something.
Okay.
She's got her own talk show called Drew Barrymore Show. And she's basically, I reckon they've set her up ready to be not the next Ellen, but like, hey, if you don't want to watch Ellen anymore, watch this show.
I did wonder, because she was on Hot Ones maybe 2-3 weeks ago.
What's Hot Ones?
Oh my, stop the recording now. I need to give Leah a sound thrashing. Hot Ones is a YouTube series.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know what it is.
Wings and the interview and the spice goes. Yeah. Well, she was on that and she was sweating like a hemophiliac in a butcher shop.
Right.
And she was really honest and funny, and yeah, she was great. So yeah, absolutely, Ellen. Yeah, Ellen's gone now. Anyway,
I think it's a matter of time,
and rightly so. I think
that's another show that's been going on for years and years and years and years and years. At least the Kardashians, well, from what we know, at least the show itself, nothing untoward has happened on the show for the production crew.
But I think it just proves the point where it doesn't matter how good you are.
Mm.
Generally, I mean, obviously there's a few exceptions, but generally, eventually people are just going to get sick of your face.
Yeah, that's true.
And no matter what you do, they're just going to get sick of it. I mean, Ellen's show has pretty much stayed exactly the same format, same dance, you know, all the same little motifs, if you like. You need to constantly change things. So, yeah. Oh, well, Ellen.
It reminds me of singers or bands or something, they can't release albums back to back to back to back to back because people get sick of it. Like, I don't know, Kylie Minogue, like she can't release an album a week after her last concert tour. Like she has to go away for a couple of years, make people not forget about her, but be interested again when her new album comes out.
Yeah, but it's hard because I just can't get her out of my head.
Ba-boom. Ba-boom. But Drew Barrymore's got so many famous people on. This is the first week of programs, right? I'm just gonna list the names.
Go for it.
Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu, they're gonna do a Charlie's Angels reunion.
Nice.
That's one episode. Adam Sandler.
I can't believe the reboot has already needed a reunion, but go on. Right? That's
I know. Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Jane Fonda, Gabrielle Union, Charlize Theron, Tyra Banks, there are way more. But this is what happens when you started work when you were 11 months old in Hollywood and you haven't stopped.
Yeah.
You know everyone.
Yeah, exactly. You know that she's going to be roping in Spielberg for a Spielberg special. You know that.
Yeah, she could get the whole cast of E.T., you know, all of them.
Yeah, she seems pretty nice, though. She still seems pretty grounded.
Yeah.
Which I guess after you've ingested as much things as she has.
At a very young age.
She's probably gone full circle.
I think she has.
She's gotten so high, she's actually started coming up from underneath you.
She's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a roller coaster of a life. Not just career, life that woman's had. And you're right, she seems super down to earth.
Yeah.
Really nice. And obviously, like judging by the guest alone, she's not burning bridges.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what network is that on? Is it going to be on something that we can see? Will it be syndicated down here?
Not sure. I assume it will be syndicated simply because it's Drew Barrymore.
Yeah.
We'll see it really, really soon.
Oh, that's cool.
Interesting, right?
Yeah.
I think that's enough news for now. Oh. We've got another Would You Rather later on.
Excellent. I enjoyed the last one.
Me too. This one is not a this or that. Totally. It's, you know, given this circumstance,
yeah.
How would you go or what would you prefer? So we're doing a little bit different just to mix it up a bit. But let's get into some watching suggestions.
Yes.
Got a watching suggestion? Email thewatcherspodcast@gmail.com.
You've been watching and playing?
I've been watching and playing.
Excellent.
Let's do watching first.
Okay, fantastic. What have you got? Like, what should we sit down and watch this evening?
Well, some older movies.
I've been doing a bit of that too.
Some older movies, especially because obviously there aren't any new ones that have been released.
Well, not easily for us.
No, in the past few. Want to see the new Chris Nolan film, but I've heard mixed...
Me too.
Mixed reviews, but yeah, I mean, Interstellar, I took my partner to go and see Interstellar, and she's not into sci-fi anyway, and even my ass was getting numb watching that film, and I was fidgety, and the sound mixing was weird.
So you watched it at the cinema?
At the cinema.
Mm. See, I watched it DVD at home. And maybe because I had the freedom to watch how I wanted, I didn't mind it. It was long. It felt long, but
yeah, what was it, like 3 hours or something? I think I need to watch it again. I've always said I need to watch it again,
yeah.
But I really want to go see the new one.
Yeah, Tenet. It seems like a wild ride.
But old movies. Last night, Police Academy was on.
The first one?
The first one.
Oh, that's the best one.
That movie would not be made now.
No, it definitely wouldn't. There are so many parts in that you're like, oh.
So many things, especially the bit that...
I think I know what you're going to say.
When the old guy stood at the lectern.
Yep. And he's hired a lady of the night.
And then Mahoney pokes his head out afterwards.
That's right.
I mean, it's brilliant, but there's no way...
There's no way. There's no way. And it was such a 1980s film where it was almost a requirement at some point during a movie that you had to see women's breasts.
Yes.
You just had, they had to appear for at least 5 seconds, otherwise the movie wasn't going to get made.
You know, some might say that's something that shouldn't have gone, you know, but.
No, I remember watching that movie a lot back in the day.
Yes.
Like taped off the TV kind of thing, you know. Knew where the ad breaks were so I could fast forward them.
You know it. You
yeah,
know
it. It was such a good movie. And I think now that you're saying it, if I was to watch it again, there'd be a lot where I'd go, oh, but also I think because we taped it off the TV, I reckon there'd be a lot in there that we didn't see.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, like I remember that scene. but there's probably other bits that just didn't make the TV cut.
No.
Oh, I want to watch that again.
Yeah, it was really good. I remember the second one was good. The third one, it started to get a bit fadey.
They had a lot of them, though.
I remember by the time it got to the fifth one, I think where they hit Miami Beach.
You know,
that was the point where I let that ship sail. To be honest,
Got to go. I don't think they should remake them if they want to do a reboot or remake. I don't know. No,
I'm sick of reboots.
Yeah,
I'm really sick of reboots. It's just laziness. And now, like we mentioned, Charlie's Angels, where we're getting the reboot of the reboot. It's like, come on, it's not a franchise.
It's not a franchise.
Franchises are fine.
Yeah.
But not stuff like that. Just try and be a bit more original. You know, there's no writer's strike you can blame anymore. There's lazy writers. That's what it is. You've had lockdown now. There's no excuse. If you haven't written a 2.5-hour comedy that's going to make me laugh my ass off, give up.
There's no... I am honestly expecting some really good stuff to come out of this.
I demand to be entertained.
Taika Waititi said he's been working on the script for Thor, what's it called, Love and Thunder or something like that. He's been tweaking and working on it because they can't film it. So hopefully they're making that better.
I'm really looking forward to that. I love his stuff. I thought Thor was one of the best. It was exactly what the Marvel Universe is. Needed at the time, just like a weird slant on it all, some comedy in there as well.
Chris Hemsworth was so good.
Yeah, he is thought.
So good.
I think he fills that role exactly like Robert Downey Jr. Fills Iron Man.
Agreed.
He is Thor.
For me, I haven't seen every Marvel movie, but for me, my two favourites are Thor, Ragnarok, and also Guardians of the Galaxy 1. 2 is funny as well, but 1 was...
Yeah, 1's good. Yeah. What ones haven't you seen, though?
A lot of them. I've not seen all of the Iron Man. I've not seen all of the Captain America. Like, I've seen one or two from each of them. You know what I mean? I just haven't. I think it's usually the first ones I haven't bothered watching. I've seen the first Captain America, though. But, yeah, speaking of Taika Waititi, I've been savouring the second season of What We Do in the Shadows.
I haven't seen that yet.
It's right up your alley.
We mentioned that last time, didn't
we? It's the humour that you and I really enjoy, and it was great. The season finale was ridiculous, and you kind of saw where it was going, but it didn't have like the season finale of the first season had like all these famous people who had played vampires in other things appear, and you're like, this is wild. How did they get everyone? It didn't have that, but the whole season was just hilarious. I love Matt Berry. He's doing his Toast of London voice.
Yeah.
And so funny. 10 episodes, not enough, but I think if you were to have more, it may lose it, you know?
This is the thing. A lot of these shows, they almost produce too much, so stretching it out just ruins the impact.
Yeah.
It's kind of, I think it's what they started with Fawlty Towers, you know, to just make a few, but just make them awesome.
It was literally the two seasons, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 6 or 8 episodes in each. It wasn't much.
I don't think there's as many as that. I think there's only like 9 or 10. I don't think there's that
impressive.
Many. Yeah, but I guess what Ricky Gervais does, you know, with Afterlife.
Yep. Yep.
With extras.
Even
The Office.
Office didn't have many. Yeah.
It only had a couple of seasons and a Christmas special. So.
Yep. And the story seemed to finish in the Christmas special. Like that was all you needed. I know he went on and did a movie not long ago, David Brent movie. I admit it. I think Tom's seen it. I haven't.
I haven't either, to be honest. I love The Office, don't get me wrong, but the movie, anytime the movie kind of, a show like that has a movie, the cliche was like, I guess, okay, here's the series. Now here's a movie about when they all go on holiday. Like the in-between is like sort of things are like a holiday. Cliff Richard.
We're all holidays, going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
doesn't quite work. It's kind of, this one wasn't as bad, but it still had that feel, the Ab Fab movie. It was one of the better of those, but it lost something that the TV show had.
It's when they have higher production values, it kind of spoils it a little bit. It hasn't got that same sort of
intimate. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
There's something to it that you lose. I remember watching the Kath and Kim movie.
Yeah, any good?
Dreadful.
Oh, no.
Just dreadful. Once, because back in the day it was on ABC and then it went over to Channel 7, and once it hit Channel 7, that was kind of it for the show. So I think you've probably got about three, maybe four seasons of it that are okay. The first two are brilliant, and then, yeah.
Isn't it strange how when shows change networks, it generally, I mean, obviously there's a couple of exceptions to this as well, but generally they just aren't the same ever, ever again. I guess with Kath and Kim, it would have been the fact that they had to put adverts in the middle of it
and
that kind
of
ruined the flow as well.
Such a difference, yeah. And the episodes would have been shorter.
Yeah.
Not a fan. What else have you been watching?
What else have I been watching? A lot of sport, which is probably not what you want to hear on this podcast.
But you've been enjoying it? Like, yeah.
I have. I have been kind of debating, though, to get rid of Foxtel.
Because you're only watching the sport?
Pretty much only watching the sport. I rang them a couple of weeks ago to cancel, and I got this lovely local Australian lady on the phone who was obviously in retentions, because you have to have an Australian in retentions to try and win the customers back and rubbish. And she basically, I ended up paying an extra $10 a month. Basically every channel.
Oh,
but,
really?
But there's still...
You're not watching it?
No. I mean, say there's something I want to watch. I'm just happy to go to Netflix or to find other ways. But the money they charge is just too much.
Yeah.
Too much. And I'm just watching it for sports. So, yes, I'm basically transferring myself onto streaming stuff now. So
There's a streaming sports thing in Australia, right?
Kayo, yes, I'm going to get that. It's cheaper than the sports package. You can watch about three channels at once on your screen.
It's all
right.
You
can whack that up to the Chromecast and watch it on your big telly. It's so much better.
Mm.
And I have NBN now as well. So I have an internet connection that's fast enough to do high quality streaming.
That's really good, because sport, you need to be able to see what's going on.
Oh God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, unless England are losing, and then I don't want to watch it.
Yeah,
at all.
Yeah. That's when you start watching Police Academy, right?
Exactly. So what else have you been watching?
This is a show that I actually watched last week and just didn't get around to talking about it. But on Netflix, there's a 6-part series called High Score. It's almost like the history of video games.
Ooh.
And I was reading an article about it today, and I had no idea that the narrator is the voice of Mario.
No.
Of Super Mario. Yeah, Charles Martinet. He is the voice of Mario. He narrates High Score Doco on Netflix.
I will definitely have to look that up.
I had no idea. They don't mention it. There's a whole episode about Mario. They don't mention it. I didn't know.
I did that. See, that was me.
I was listening to a couple of podcasts. Actually, I was listening to one last night. It was a couple of weeks old. You know when you're doing the catch up?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, yeah, I've started watching this show. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what's it like? And like, well, you've probably heard mixed reviews about it because it doesn't go as in-depth as it should. I'm like, you're a video game podcast. Nothing's going to be good enough for you guys. And then it turned out he'd only watched the first episode. I was like, oh, come on. Well,
yeah. Come on, you've got to, you've got to give it more than one episode.
Look, for me, I learned stuff that I didn't know before. And it's really fun watching like the old footage from the 80s and 90s, particularly of in America they would have the Nintendo championships where kids had to play these games and, you know, compete against other kids all over the country. And it's just the outfits, and you're like, we used to wear that stuff. Or ask our mum if we could buy stuff.
Fluorescent socks.
Hyper-colour t-shirts.
Yeah.
I'd never allow one of those. Far too expensive. What a waste of money.
Why are your armpits a different colour?
Exactly.
Yeah, no, but there's lots of good stuff. I know that we've mentioned the next-gen stuff, but there's a couple of good things that are coming out computer game-wise. There's a new golf game, 2K21. So you know the basketball kind of...
Yeah.
Well, they made golf now as well. Now, way back in the early 2000s, it was all about playing Tiger Woods.
Yep.
You remember Tiger Woods? That That was brilliant.
It was good because for me, I was like, I don't know how exciting a golf game's going
to
be.
It was really easy to play, lots of customization.
Yeah, right.
I remember making this really snazzy black dude with a massive afro, and he was like swanking around the course.
Fun.
Brilliant. Loved it. And incredibly easy controls. I bought Rory McIlroy's PGA a couple of years ago.
Similar sort of thing?
Yeah, you would have hoped so, but it was awful.
Oh, really?
But
why?
EA as well, same publisher. But
I have heard things about sporting games where they update them every year, but they don't really do anything to them and things start to break.
It's because they have to make things better every year to sell new copies,
yeah.
I guess. But
it's kind of like Call of Duty.
Yeah, but maybe sports games will become more of a service, mm-hmm. kind of software as a service.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, because what's the point of spending $60 every year,
yep.
when you're still going to be spending, well, some people are still going to be spending stuff on microtransactions anyway, so it's not that EA is going to lose a lot of money. But yeah, so thinking about, it was either that or Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh, so you get both of them?
You get both.
Oh, I didn't realize that because I've heard that like they've remastered or completely remade it or something.
So they had an HD version that they released maybe 3-4 years ago. I could be wrong, might be a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
But they've completely revamped it now. There's online multiplayer. It's like
that's a good idea.
The whole package. Now, I have good and bad memories of this game.
Why bad?
Because after I got run over by a taxi and I was pretty much immobile at home for about 3 months.
Yeah, right.
Arms, shoulders strapped up and everything. I could hold a PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
And basically all I remember, because I was on very strong painkillers, was just basically 3 months of haze playing Tony Hawk's. But
did you get good?
I got awesome. I got really, really good. And they're great games.
Yeah.
No blood, no gore, so it's all ages.
Perfect.
And it's so, so good. And it's one of those games, it's like Rocket League, a kind of relatively steep learning curve, but when you're good, you've still got stuff that you want to work on.
Mm.
So I'm kind of tossing up between skateboarding or golf. Skateboarding or golf, or holding off until...
Yeah, holding off until potentially the 10th of November.
Yeah. Oh, what did you think of the free games on PlayStation Plus this month?
So was this the Fall Guys ones, or is there a new lot?
No,
I haven't checked out the
new
lot.
One. There is Street Fighter.
I haven't played Street Fighter since Street Fighter 2.
Me too. And you know what? I'm quite happy leaving it there.
Yeah.
But the other one is PUBG.
Ah, now that's a game that I was interested in. A while back.
About 2 years ago.
But if it's a free game on PlayStation, that would have people downloading it and wanting to play it.
Well, look, I mean, add it into your library anyway, so you're still able to get it if not. But it's a 32 gig download.
Okay. So it's hefty, but not... Think about other games. Like an update for Call of Duty is like 200 or something. Yeah.
Let's just say it took longer for me to download it than it did for me to play it and give up.
Oh, really? You gave up?
Really clunky. I mean, since that game has been released, you've got Warzone now, which is really smooth and well done.
Yep.
Even stuff like the inventory management. Now, I know that sounds incredibly geeky, but when you're playing something like that, inventory management and ease of swapping things out
is so important.
You need to
learn it as fast. And Fortnite, I guess, came out after it?
Yeah, but this is like, it's,
I don't know. That's interesting.
It's free, so give it a go.
But I might get Street Fighter instead.
And just hammer that A button.
Press the button, press the button, press the button, press the button.
Mate, blanker, electrocute. That was it.
I was always blanker. Always.
Because you only had to hammer one button.
Because I knew that. I didn't know any of the others.
Guy with the really long limbs.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name was, but he was easy. You just stand back and just hit people from the other side of the screen.
Yeah, you can't get me. It's like a big brother.
Exactly.
I finished Uncharted Lost Legacy. Now, this is semi-officially the final Uncharted. Mm-hmm. Naughty Dog said after that they weren't going to play make any more. So they made the four Uncharted with Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
That's Nolan North. And then they made this one, which was like an offshoot of the fourth Uncharted. So that it had characters in it that were in the fourth Uncharted.
Mm-hmm.
The main character, Chloe,
yeah,
is an Aussie who has been in Uncharted at least from the second one. I can't remember if she was in the – I don't think she was in the first, but at least the second one. I knew it was an Australian actress that voiced her and mo-capped her. Mm-hmm. Like I knew it was Claudia Black, who's been in other stuff as well. But I thought she was putting on an English accent. But no, she's just obviously got one of those Australian theatre accents.
Hello.
Because she lets it slip, like she's more Aussie in this one. And I guess maybe it's because she's the main character, she speaks more. Laura Bailey plays her almost sidekick, who was in the fourth mm-hmm. Uncharted, who Laura Bailey plays the character in The Last of Us 2 that apparently everybody hates. I haven't played the game yet, but apparently people hate her. But okay. She's been in
well, that's
heaps
the
of stuff.
If it's a woman, it's the internet. Then yeah.
They can't cope. They cannot cope. This is so much fun. This game is, I mean, all the Uncharted are like your Tomb Raider. You're Indiana Jones. That's who you are.
I haven't played any of them. I really must. I have to ask, though, how does the first one, maybe the second one, how do they hold up playing now for someone who hasn't played Uncharted before?
You could give... Okay, I didn't play the first Uncharted first. I played the second one first, mm-hmm. and I didn't lose anything in the story. It probably looks a bit clunky now, but that opening scene alone, even if you just play the first 20 minutes, it's amazing. Nothing like that had ever happened in a game before where you felt like you were in an action movie.
That sounds good. That's good.
It looks amazing. Like there are bits where you're like, oh, this is obviously the cinematic bit. I don't have to play. And then he falls off something because you haven't done the next thing. You're like, oh, I'm playing. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
so it's very stressful.
So it reached a stage where you thought it was a cutscene.
And it wasn't.
And it went, wow.
Yeah. And this is in the second one. So the fourth one obviously looks amazing by then. And this Lost Legacy is exactly the same where there are bits where I'm like, I don't know where they want me to end up. And I'm swinging on a rope and I'm like, I'm just going to jump and hope for the best. And then you die. And you're like, oh, okay. But I could tell that she had rejigged some of her lines in the script because nobody who wasn't an Aussie or hadn't lived in Australia for years would have known that that's how people from Australia would have said that.
Got you.
You know, there were a lot of I reckon, just in little bits and she – yeah.
Yeah,
I,
nah.
Yeah, yeah, nah. Yeah, nah, yeah. Yeah, nah, yeah.
Nah.
But I'm not sure if this game came out in 2017. I'm not sure they would cast these actors in these characters in 2020 because – Chloe is half Indian, half Caucasian Australian.
Okay.
She's played by a Caucasian actress. The other character, I think her name's Nadia. I've already forgotten. I finished like 3 days ago. She is South African. Mm-hmm. She's played by a white Caucasian American actress who's doing a brilliant job at the accent. I'm sure if you were from South Africa, you'd go, nah, she actually didn't. But these people... These actresses would not be cast for these characters anymore.
This is a very contentious rabbit hole to go down.
It really is because...
It's difficult because at the end of the day, actors play other people. And I think it's stemmed from the whole blackface thing.
Of course.
And the way that... acting as someone else was meant as a kind of derogatory negative thing. But I think like a lot in this world at the moment, there is grey in between the black and white, pardon the pun. Mm. And there's a certain lack of nuance now that and lack of critical thinking that is making everything so polarized and outrage led.
Mm.
So I don't know. But then again, I'm saying that from a place of privilege as a white English guy. So, I mean, it's... Yeah. Yeah, it is difficult.
It's very difficult. I think regardless of the fact that these characters were played by a certain race of people, it's still a brilliant story It's brilliant fun. And yes, that's what I wanted, fun.
I'm going to have to give it a go, aren't I? I'm going to have to download it. Something else I have that I downloaded that was one of the free ones on PlayStation Plus was BioShock.
That's a good game.
Haven't started that yet.
It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, it's got a touch. It's almost a comic horror to it in certain parts where you're like, I'm a little bit scared to go into this room. I know it's going to be something ridiculous, but I'm a bit scared. Yeah, great story, great world. Great world that they've set up there.
I've got so much to watch and so much to play. I really do need to uninstall Rocket League.
You do. You're wasting all of your time.
But I'm so good.
Yeah, you're getting good.
I'm at rank something like 655.
Holy dooly, that's impressive.
I don't know if you can see on the PlayStation menu how long you've played each game.
Yeah, I wonder. Oh, sure, like, you Steam, can, right?
Steam's got that, but I haven't seen it on the play. But I'd be afraid to see how long. I was having a look at what other cars that I could play as, because I had a look at the car that I've been playing, and I've got 1,460 wins. And that's just with the last car that I've been playing with. I'm like, geez, you really have played this a lot, haven't you?
You need another game that hits that spot.
I'm not buying a PlayStation 5 unless I know I'm going to be able to play Rocket League on it.
Surely they'll have it on there, right? It's a big game.
Well, you'd hope so. It's going free to play now as well, so there's even less of an excuse not to start playing it.
It's very fun. I obviously have not played it as much as you, but I don't think
many people have, to be honest.
I played it and it was really fun.
So
fun. Yeah, really fun. Should we get into Would You Rather?
Oh, why not?
So this is called Would You Rather the Sequel.
Okay.
I didn't know any other name. I was like, it's still Would You Rather.
Well, it's either that or Would You Rather 2.
I think I prefer the sequel.
Yeah.
Sounds far more official. As a kid.
Ah, no, actually, if it was a sequel, it would be Would They Rather?
Would They Rather.
Yeah.
Would. It's going to be a Would You Rather Christmas special, 100%. Speaking of Christmas, as a kid, would you rather Christmas or your birthday? Do you remember, like, if there was a change in level of excitement?
Very different. I think I prefer Christmas because generally the majority of the family were drunk and happy.
Okay, right.
And everybody had presents.
Yeah.
If it was your birthday, you almost had all the attention on you.
Bit much.
Oh, I don't like that, to be honest. Yeah. I cringe every time I have to sing happy sing happy birthday. I don't sing happy birthday. I'm not that sad. I don't spend my birthdays alone singing happy birthday. Maybe I sing it if it's not my birthday, just to cheer myself up with a muffin and a little candle in it. Happy birthday to me. No, yeah, I prefer Christmas.
Me too.
Much prefer Christmas.
Always, when I was a kid, birthdays were super exciting. But there was, and even like as a teenager, that pressure to have a party and for it to be good.
Yeah.
So that the guests, like the people you invited, enjoyed it. I felt that was a bit too much. Where Christmas is, we're all in this together.
Exactly.
And the build up, like it was the anticipation of Christmas and Santa.
Yeah. And of course, you had it in the summer as well, unlike us. So there's even more reason to celebrate.
It was a good time. So you're not one of those poms who come over here and, well, you've been here for ages anyway, but who are like, it doesn't feel like Christmas.
It just feels like a different Christmas.
Okay.
It's still Christmas, but yeah, it just feels different.
Just feels in a good way.
You'd feel a bit silly wearing your Christmas jumper.
Yeah, you would.
Here on Christmas Day.
Get a heat stroke.
Yeah, I actually prefer it here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That I've never been. I've been overseas for a couple of Christmases, but they've been right at the equator. So I can't say I've ever had a winter Christmas.
It's nice in its own way.
Is it cozy?
Very. The best bit about the winter Christmas is the few days beforehand, like the Christmas week beforehand, everybody's rushing around the city. Well, they were rushing around the Christmas shopping and stopping off in a pub with a fire and, you know, it's just, oh.
Did you get your mulled wine there?
Oh, yeah, everything like that. Yeah, and it's great. So because you haven't got that here because you're all in your shorts and your thongs and everything like that, but Yeah, I like both, but yeah, I'm more than happy with the summer Christmas here. I love it.
Perfect. Perfect answer. Would you prefer to skip breakfast or lunch?
Breakfast.
Me too. There was a while where I didn't have breakfast.
I still don't. I have a cigarette and a cup of tea.
And that's it.
And that's my breakfast.
Yeah. I used to, well, I mean, because I used to do breakfast radio for years. It was just, I didn't want to get up earlier to have breakfast.
No.
So I would have the coffee or the tea in the morning, maybe before, usually during the show. But I wouldn't eat because you've only got 3 or 4 minutes during a song.
I'm having something really weird with my appetite at the moment. Anyway, I'm only eating like one meal a day.
Because really?
Like, I'm not hungry throughout the day at all. So maybe I'm like starting to, I don't know, what's that strange thing where you only eat proteins and stuff and fats?
You're fasting. The Atkins diet or something? There's that fasting you did the 5 and 2.
Keto diet or something? Yeah, it's something like that. I don't know. But
unintentionally.
Yeah. I'd rather skip breakfast anyway. Yeah. Unless
it's easier
a pint
to.
Of Guinness and then.
And then you've probably woken up late.
Yeah.
Or at least we hope so. Okay, would you rather travel, it says time travel one. Would you rather go back to the Beatles' first concert and sing along loudly to every single word of their brand new songs to freak them out? Or would you prefer to go to the Globe in Shakespeare times and quote lines in the moments, like that fraction moment before the actor says it?
Alas, poor Eric. I knew him so well!
How does he know? This is the premiere. I think I'd like to do it to the Beatles or somebody of that note, right, to freak them out. And they're like, did John really make this song up?
Yeah.
Did you make this song up?
I think you'd have more of an effect on the future of the English language if you went back to Shakespeare times. But on the other hand, A, you'd be going back to the 60s for the Beatles.
Yeah, it seems a little more palatable.
And B, there's less chance of catching the plague.
Yeah, true. I'm scared of the 1600s.
Yeah. And I bet they stank as well.
Oh, they would have. You know, just like in the zombie apocalypse, you're like, how do they not know the zombies there? Like, wouldn't it have stunk? And then you're like, I think the whole world stinks. That'd
pretty
be similar.
Much, because I don't think zombies use toilets.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Their pants would be disgusting.
That's not a rip.
Okay. Would you rather be rich?
I really have brought the tone of this podcast. I'm not going to bounce back again.
You'd be surprised. Would you rather be rich and successful in DJing or folk music?
I love how you have to do these.
Yeah, I did the wiggity wag.
So what was it, acting as?
Would you rather have a big, rich and successful career as a DJ or a folk music singer-songwriter?
Oh, as a DJ, you just got to press a button and then dance around, don't you? You don't really have to do
that's
much.
True.
The whole folk singer, you've got to limber up your vocal cords.
You do.
You have to play the.
You have to learn. Well, you got to learn how to scratch. I mean, but you got to learn a guitar. I think I would go folk music simply because I think you would get to a certain age where you don't want to deal with the DJ noise
and late nights.
I don't. Yeah, I'm not starting
no
at 11.
No folk music goes on late at night.
9 o'clock, guys. This is going to be my last song.
No folk after the watershed.
That's something I can get behind. I really can.
Yeah, it's right there when you get past a certain age. The thing is, even if I wanted to go into a nightclub now, I'd be the oldest one there. I don't know. I remember like years ago when I was young, I used to go nightclubbing. You would see this either like one random old dude or a random old couple. And
yeah,
you're like,
oh,
bless them, you know, they're having a good time, you know,
and
you'd be dancing
like
with granny.
26 or something.
Yeah. And you're like, I don't want to be that person.
Yeah. Yeah. If that was the schoolies equivalent, you'd be a toolie. That's exactly who you are.
I only recently became aware of that.
Oh, really?
That whole thing.
Please tell me it wasn't after you went to the Gold Coast.
No,
okay,
but
good,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, that's a. Anyway, yes, moving on. That's really not a nice mental image.
Okay. Would you rather. Who would you rather play in your biopic?
Ooh.
So it's Anna Faris, right?
I don't know. I guess. That might be something I have to turn around on you.
I've already got one.
What, for playing me?
No, for me. I've already thought about it. It's got to be Tina Fey.
Definitely. But who do you think should play me?
Okay, so I've had some thoughts and I was going to think outside the square. Not Anna Faris outside the square. That's ridiculous.
That's too not even much, a square. Right? That's more of an oval.
Because what I'm thinking, right, is that it's a biopic of your whole life. So you're old man.
Mm-hmm. Imagine. Oh, so is it the stages for different people throughout, yeah. or is yeah, it one yeah, person no, with no, lots no. of makeup?
Oh, it must be, okay, because it's Michael Caine. So I thought I would love to see him try and do your accent, but in his voice. I don't think he'd attempt it.
And I'm not even going to attempt a Michael Caine voice either.
I don't think he would bother if you're like, I'm Michael Caine, I'm just going to do this.
He can do anything.
People
though.
Go, oh, okay, no problem.
I'd be happy with Michael Caine playing me, definitely.
But he doesn't have a beard, though. We've got to think of bearded actors.
Brian Blessed.
Do they have to be English now, I'm wondering?
No, I'm not fussy.
If it was going to be comedy, you know who's got an impressive beard? Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
His beard is very good. His eyebrows are quite bushy, though, so he'd have to trim them.
That's the one thing that the Greeks are blessed with is hair.
Yep. That's true. He's shorter than you, though.
Well, yeah, but you can stand him on a box, you know. There's
pop him on the box.
And shave your head.
Yeah, and shave your head. Yeah. I think he could pull it off.
Yeah, I'd be happy with Zach.
Fantastic. Look, we're solving all of these issues.
One by one, knocking them down.
We've got the very last one.
Okay.
What is your preferred cinema snack?
Ooh,
so good what
one.
Do you
good one.
Always go for? Because for me, it's always the popcorn. But there's often times where I go, Choc Top would be nice.
Choc Top. Now, that's what the English call a choc ice, isn't it? It's basically like the block of ice cream surrounded in chocolate.
It is the cone.
Ah.
With the scoop of ice cream and the chocolate over the top of it.
Very suggestive hand motions going on there. Choc Top. I'm pretty much the standard salted popcorn, not sweet.
No, not sweet. Not in the movies.
No, if you want sweet, that's what you've got the Coke for. You've got the sweet Coke, you've got the salted popcorn. If you want to go double sweet, you can maybe have some Maltesers.
Yeah, Maltesers are a good one.
Or some M&Ms are good as well. But the popcorn has got to be salted. I've already told you the story of when I went to the cinema with my mum.
But please tell it again.
So my mum and my sister and I went to go and see a film. I can't remember which one it is. We queue up for the food at the concession stand and my mother asks for a big bucket of cock porn. to which, of course, she said, I'm sorry, madam, this isn't that kind of cinema. it's all
about. And your mother never went and saw another movie ever, is it?
Not with me, she bloody didn't. I'm going nowhere near it. Salted popcorn all the way. But
yeah,
I have to thank you for bringing this up because there's a little bit of a thing I have. I love going to see movies gold class, right? Yes, it's expensive, but you got that comfort.
Yeah, it's nice. It makes it more of an event, an outing.
Exactly. It's nice. And they bring you stuff.
Mm.
You can order stuff and they bring it to you, which is great. So the first time I did that, I just ordered a drink. Great. Second time I did it, I ordered food. Mm. And I thought, okay, well, what's easy to eat? So I ordered this kind of like
you've got to think about it.
Because it's pitch black. You can't see what you're eating. And so that kind of ruins it anyway because you have to look at the food extra carefully, which means you're completely distracted from the movie. So,
I agree.
100%. It's got to be something that's easily reachable that you can just reach out, shove in your gob.
And it's not going to make a mess with your hands. Like I remember having a pizza because I thought pizza is good, but then I couldn't find the napkin and it was greasy and I'm like, how many more? I couldn't,
So it's got to be easy. So, salted popcorn, huge cup of Coke.
Do you go frozen? M&Ms. Frozen Coke?
No. I get brain freeze too easy.
Yeah, right. Okay. Not worth it.
No. No, I'm English. I know what cold is. I don't need, I don't need to drink it. I just need to remember.
Oh, that was good. I've enjoyed all of that. That's it. We've finished Would You Rather.
Oh, no way.
It's all done and dusted. I felt like we whizzed through them fast today.
Yeah.
Which is good. Like, it means we've got decisive answers.
at least somebody has these days.
I cannot wait for the Tina Fey and Zach Galifianakis movie. It's going to be great. At least you know it's going to be funny, right?
Yeah, awesome. That's going to be good.
I love that we based it only on the fact that he has a beard.
It could have been anyone with a beard. Absolutely.
It could be any male who could grow a beard. But no, we had to be specific.
Absolutely.
Guy, thank you so much for coming on again.
Thank you very much.
A lot of fun again. And don't be surprised if you get a text again.
Bring it on.
Okay, brilliant.
Thanks so much.